Good afternoon. Practice inside today. A lot of third down work. Special situations, third down and medium, long, extra long. Both sides of the ball. A lot of good competition. Pretty efficient practice. Good energy. Got them off early today. Took a period off of practice. Cut it short about 5 to 10 minutes to try to get them a little bit of more rest. Get them off their feet. Played a hard game on Sunday. And on a soft field, so it was trying to get their legs back. We're going against a football team that's going to be fresh. We want to be as fresh as we can. Full practice today. Pat went full today. Shea practiced full today. And Jordan practiced as well. So I feel good about that, getting some people back. Craig worked non-contact today in practice. He was limited. Isaiah worked non-contact today. Was limited, and Jeremiah got some work as well. You know, you just learn that every quarterback's on their own journey. They all start at different places. They all finish in different places. You look at the history of the game and where quarterbacks come from. Some are drafted in the first round and do well. Others don't. Others are drafted the 199th pick in the draft, and they wind up winning 3 Super Bowls and are Hall of Famers. Other guys are working in a grocery store 1 year, and the next year they're MVPs of Super Bowls. So another guy I coached didn't start playing until he was 29 years old, and you know he's in the Hall of Fame today. So they all have their own way of reaching this moment. And Josh is an unselfish guy who works very hard, who just has been, you know, working hard his whole career and doing whatever's asked him to do. And he's in a position to help his football team. And I don't think he's carrying it on his shoulders. The guys around him want to help him, and I hope he doesn't feel like he has to carry the team. I've said this before up here. We don't want anybody to have to carry the team or put the team on its back. Everybody's got a role and a responsibility, and Josh knows what his is, and he's doing a good job of taking on that responsibility. He's been awesome. I mean, we see it in the classroom, in our meeting rooms every day. They sit next to each other. They're always in conversation. Jay's in his ear during practice. You don't get to see that, but he's in his ear during practice, and positively reinforcing him, but also telling him, you know, what he sees, and is very direct with him at times in a way that their friendship can handle it. And Jay's always very positive. I don't want you to take it any other way, because he is. But if he should have taken another hitch on a throw, or he should have moved on to another man early, Jay will be there to let him know and help him. And the thing about it is Josh goes to him as well. Well, I think any quarterback would say that they learn much more when they're playing than they do when they're watching. But I think certainly that, you know, Jay hasn't spent a lot of time on the sideline, walking the sideline anyways, during the course of a game and seeing the dynamic that takes place. And I think that's a good thing. I think that he would express that, to see how it all is put together when he's on the field and how we go about doing business. And I think that helps him along the way. But you'd have to ask him what, you know, where the learning curve is in that regard. But we're always learning something from everything we do, because there's so many, like I said, there's so many different variables on a play-by-play, quarter-by-quarter, game-by-game minute that we're all going to learn something from it. You know, he just has a great sense for the game. You know, he moves around. He's in the right place. He's a finisher. He's relentless to the ball. He's really impressive, too, in terms of his just ability to. He's got great football sense. You can see it, how he reacts, how he moves, you know, his drops and coverage, and his ability to play man-to-man coverage it's very good. So they're solid. Their edges are solid. They're solid down the middle. Their corners are, as I said yesterday, they're young, but they're playing well. They got a young safety back there. They got a safety's, I think, a second-year guy, and the other is a four-year guy. So they got a young secondary that's alive, and it's all about speed in this game in all three phases. These guys on defense can run. Special teams, they've got guys who can run as good as anybody. In offense, they've got speed as well. So I know I took you all to the whole three phases out of Laurinaitis there, but he is a focal point, because he's in the middle of the defense, and he's doing a very good job.